In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Teacher, what good deed must I do to have eternal life? What good deed must I do to have eternal life? Must I appear before men as a righteous person? Must I appear before men as kind and a loving person? Must I appear before men as someone who is very generous? Should the good deed be giving thousands of dollars for the building of the church? Should the good deed be feeding the poor, clothing those who are without? Should the good deed be going to charity balls and giving thousands of dollars to different causes? All these are good, but it's not what the Lord wants in and of itself. The Lord replies, if you want to be perfect, sell all you possess and give to the poor and come follow me. There it is. The reality of Christianity, the truth. God does not want the appearance of ideals. He wants the heart. God does not want the appearance of ideals. He wants the heart. The famous samurai, Miyamoto Musashi, so elegantly puts it, truth is not what you want it to be. It is what it is. And you must bend to its power or live a lie. Truth is not what you want it to be. It is what it is. And you must bend to its power or live a lie. God wants the heart. The heart is the only way to receive God, to live in God, and to worship God. The young man asked, what do I still lack? It was the giving and the keeping of his heart to the Lord. Saint Nectarios of Aegina says, seek God daily, but seek him in your heart, not outside it. In your heart, not outside it. The Orthodox services of worship aid us and guide us in understanding how to live this. The services are constructed for us to find God in our hearts, to continually have this living flow of worship with him in our heart, from our home to our church service, constantly having God within. Psalm 4, which is read on Saturday at Grey Vespers, says, when I called, the God of my righteousness heard me. Thou hast set me at liberty when I was in trouble. Be gracious unto me and hearken unto my prayer. O ye sons of men, how long will you be heavy-hearted? Why do you take such pleasures in vanity and seek after falsehood? Know ye also that the Lord hath made his Holy One wonderful. When I call upon him, the Lord will hear me. Be angry and sin not, for what you say in your hearts. Be sorry upon your beds. Offer the sacrifice of righteousness, and put your trust in the Lord. There be many that say, who will show us the good? The light of thy countenance hath been signed upon us, O Lord. Thou hast put gladness in my heart from the fruit of their wheat and wine, and oil are they increased. I will lay me down in peace and also take my rest, for it is thou, Lord, only who has made me to dwell in hope. What is still lacking is a heart that is freely given to the Lord. And as our Lord said today, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. This is the testimony of St. Paul in today's epistle reading. With the grace of God within him, he was able to labor more than all others. Psalm 50 says this very clearly. Make me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. O give me the comfort of thy salvation, and establish me with thy governing spirit. The sacrifice unto God is a contrite spirit, a contrite and humble heart God shall not despise. If we are not struggling to make this our reality, to live in this truth, we fool ourselves to think we are Christians. Salvation is in the struggle. If we are not struggling, we will not be saved. Do you have doubts? Do you struggle against them? This is salvation. This is giving God our heart. Through His grace, our hearts will be made perfect. Struggle harder. Encourage each other more to keep fighting, to not to give up. This world is constantly pulling at us to give up. We must encourage one another not to give up, to give God our heart at all times. Always remember, God is the victor. He is the champion of the struggler. To God be the glory. Amen.